USDA is now estimating planted corn acreage this year is the lowest since 2010, but soybean acreage is record high. And Chief Economist Joe Glauber says, adding up all the acres for the major crops, it's the highest in 17 years.
Principal crops indicated by producers are going to plant some 330.5 million acres. That's up, just doing a rough, up 5.7 million acres from last year. Highest level since 1997. So a lot of area going into largely soybeans.
Glauber says now the attention is shifting from acres to weather and yield prospects.
July is a very important month for corn. Late July, August for soybeans. So over the next 6 weeks, 8 weeks, the attention is going to be shifting to what those yields look like. And right now we look like, at least from crop progress and other reports, it looks like a very good crop.
As of Sunday, the corn crop was looking pretty good, according to meteorologist Brad Rippey.
The corn now 75% good to excellent on June 29th, and that is an increase of 1 point from a week ago. That's 8 points better than this time in 2013. Only 5% of the crop rated very poor to poor, unchanged from a week ago, down from 8% this time last year. We are seeing corn starting to silk in the southern areas. Overall, nationally, just 5% silking. That's behind the five-year average of 9%, but ahead of last year's 3%.
There are problem areas like Minnesota, with 10% of the crop in poor to very poor condition due to flooding. And since the crop progress survey on Sunday, there are reports of flattened corn fields in Iowa after severe storms brought heavy rain, hail, and high winds. As for the soybean crop, 72% is rated good to excellent, and Rippey says progress is right on schedule.
Soybean emergence nearly complete by the end of June. June 29th, 94% emerged, and that compares to the five-year average of also 94%, ahead of last year's 90%. We have our first look at soybeans blooming. One-tenth of the crop blooming by June 29th. That's equal to the five-year average and well ahead of last year's 3%.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.